Decorated Eggs, a food safety story. Thanks everyone for joining us with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. Have you decorated some eggs this year? If you plan on eating them later, we have some tips on how to do it safely. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
Despite the tidal wave of plastic eggs, there are many people who still color and decorate real ones. But if you plan on trying to eat those eggs, our experts tell us there are some things you should know.
Always want to handle eggs safely, whether they're raw or cooked.
That's Janelle Goodwin. She's with the Agriculture Department's Meat and Poultry Hotline. Now, you would think that the shell would keep bacteria and such out of the edible part of the egg, but Janelle says eggs are tricky.
Because the thing about eggs is that salmonella can be either in the inside or outside of the eggs.
And it can move through that shell. Now, since salmonella might be on the outside of the eggs, then when you get those eggs home from the store, she says refrigerate immediately and
be sure to wash your hands and any surfaces that may have come in contact with the raw eggs.
Now, later, once you've cooked those eggs thoroughly and it's time to decorate, that's when the food safety clock starts ticking. Eggs should not be left out at room temperature for more than 2 hours.
Anything over that, you always want to throw it out or advise your kids not to consume those eggs.
Because the prime temperature range for bacteria to multiply is room temperature. Now, once they're decorated, back in the fridge they go. Now, you say, I cooked those eggs. Anything in them or on them should have died a hot death. But Janelle says there's all kinds of bacteria in the air, on our hands, all around. And again,
eggshells are very porous. Bacteria can easily leach into the egg.
For more on this or how to maybe safely serve that spring ham or lamb, call the Meat and Poultry Hotline, 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Another good tip would be to only use plastic eggs for Easter egg hunts unless you don't plan on eating them later. Have a safe and happy Easter and join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.